Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. This is Kevin.
And this is Michael.
And before we set up shop here on the burger segment, got to read some text and get to a few things. We're unintentionally doing a food hour here. That was not my
goal.
Oh, yeah,
goal, I guess we are.
But here we are. So from the...
Getting hungry.
From the 630, this is to you, Michael.
Okay.
Why would you buy that many bananas, freeze them for smoothies? That's actually a good idea. What the first question? Yeah, why would you buy that many bananas?
Great question, 630.
Well, you found a good deal.
Yeah, if you here's a little tip for everybody. If you go on Peapod and you want to just dive into this online delivery thing, because we're just trying to make people's lives easier here on Sound Sessions.
Right.
They have this great bulk deal on bananas. Get this, for about. You get 30 to 40 bananas. I mean, don't quote me on this number. I got to go back and check.
You're getting like a crazy box full of bananas.
Crazy box full of bananas, which is a...
Donkey Kong style, that many bananas. We're talking.
Yes, you and him would become very close friends with this. For about 10 bucks.
That's a pretty good deal.
I mean, why wouldn't you get that many bananas, 630? And freeze them for smoothies? That's an amazing idea. I got to buy a blender now, though.
Because you can't baby steps.
Can you make a smoothie in a crock pot?
No,
probably not.
Well, okay, we'll get there.
Okay.
Also, I was getting texts from my wife and her family saying, how about all the herbs in your tacos? How about the raw onions? They recommend raw onions.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Sarah's, she's shaking her head about the no cheese, but you're lactose intolerant.
And then sorry, Sarah.
Our cousin Osman says, maybe we should work for the Food Network.
Ooh.
There's an idea.
Well, you put it out in the universe now. It would be the weirdest show, though, if we were on the
Food
Network.
We have no credibility whatsoever.
It would just be me talking about how I went to the grocery store that week and just bought a bunch of bananas.
I bought 15 pineapples. You'll never believe it.
Well, thank you, Sarah. I mean, I know that you and your family are really good chefs. I mean, actually, most of my crockpot advice comes from you and your fam. So, I mean, so thank you for doing that.
So, let's get into this burger talk. So May is National Burger Month, and what an awesome month that is.
If you didn't think May could get any better, making it tied with burgers makes it so much better.
Well, and yeah, I mean, and in Chicagoland, the greater Chicagoland area, there are so many good spots. So I kind of wanted to just go around the room and take some calls and texts on the matter. 312-981-7200. Where, like, if you're picking one spot or a few spots that you're going to hit to celebrate this glorious holiday or month, if you will.
Yeah.
Where are you going to go?
Well, that's a really good point. I immediately think of my top three.
Well, what's your top three? Let's hear that.
Top three. There's in no particular order, because as every great burger eater knows, there's a mood and a time and a place for getting certain burgers.
I think also, I think the burger in Chicago is much like the deep dish versus thin crust. Like, it's a total, you have every different spot in Chicago seems to have a different experience altogether,
Yes, that's a really good point, because there is so much character that is given into it. And when you go to other cities in the country, you think, where is the best burger? And every place obviously has, this is the spot to go to. But no place beats Chicago. I've been to a lot of places, and I've eaten a lot of burgers. And there's nothing better than these top three.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
Before we get to that, because it's not in Chicago, have you had In-N-Out Burger?
Yes, I have had In-N-Out Burger.
What do you think?
To be honest, it's not my favorite burger. To be fair with them, I like the combinations that you can make, and I like the fresh cut fries that they do.
Yeah.
But if I was going for a burger and I was like, I need to hit up this spot, like some places here in Chicago that I will mention in a few minutes, I would I'd hold off on it. What do you think of the In-N-Out?
My first experience was I was a little underwhelmed, and then I went back a second time and a third time. When I went back that second time, I was hooked immediately.
Yeah.
I love it. And you can't find anything quite like it here. Well, I'll get to that. You kind of can, but
yeah.
It's so hard to recreate.
That's a good point. And to be honest, like when I do go there, it's always an amazing time, because my dad brings me and my brother and my mom go, and I love seeing how happy everyone is with those great burgers, and they're in the sleeves,
the
wrapping too, and it's just all the cheese is just falling out and sliding
so
everywhere. So I guess the experience that I have with my family going there is kind of a welcome thing, and it's a very nice company too. They call you by your name.
It's
and
beautiful.
They bring your food out to you. So
all right, but more Chicago centric here. Where are your? You said you got a top three.
Yes.
What do you got?
All right, so here we go with the top three burgers for Michael here. Kevin, have you ever been to this amazing spot? And I know you have, but Kuma's Corner.
Of course.
Yeah.
Kuma's is a staple. It's so good.
Fantastic, from the heavy metal music to the great beer pairings they have there to the enormous burgers. These things are, you need two hands to hold these babies.
A little pro tip about Kuma's.
Yeah.
The build your own macaroni and cheese is equally as delicious as the burgers.
Ooh.
Yes.
Again, lactose intolerance.
Oh,
I can't try it.
Right.
But
sorry
it sounds
that.
Really good. It sounds really, really good. I love that. Okay, number two, this place kind of snuck up on me.
Okay.
It was because one day I went to the Dew Division Fest, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And I was walking down the street, and I believe it was that fest, but or maybe it was just the Wicker Park Fest in general. And we were walking down the street, and I came across this lit up sign for Umami Burger. Have you ever been to Umami
No,
before?
But I've heard it raved about.
Yeah, it is absolutely phenomenal. And the cool thing about Umami is there's a lot of chain locations. So I think right now in Chicago we have two Umami Burgers, which is fantastic. And I'm trying to find the article that I was reading about Umami, but I can't. But whatever, I can just talk about it myself. Umami is so good because it has these healthy options. Like, you can get this grilled ahi tuna burger, which is out of this world.
That sounds great.
And they have, like, a California, more like healthy-based options with the steamed bun. Oh, man, it is so good. So, yeah, Umami Burger is up there for sure. And they have great cocktail pairings as well.
Great.
And the third one, of course, is the mother of all burgers here in Chicago. That is Au Cheval.
So good.
You can't beat it.
So good.
If you want to taste, truly, Kevin, if you want to taste a burger that's just tastes like your uncle made in the 4th of July when it's nice and steaming hot, and you think to yourself, Uncle Bob, this is the best burger in town. You should start your own business.
It's that, right.
This is that kind of burger.
Yeah, it's pretty great there. There's no doubt. And the only thing, my only knock on it, and it's not really their fault, is the wait time can be out of control sometimes.
Oh my gosh, 2 hours for waiting for a burger?
Yeah.
You have to be insane to do
that. I
think
I've waited longer than that, honestly.
Yeah? What's the longest wait you've ever had?
Probably three. I think 3 hours I had there once. Man. But you go across the way to Bad Wolf. Is it Bad Wolf?
Lone Wolf.
Lone Wolf. And you have a few drinks there, but
they get about 80% of their business from Wade from Au Cheval. And kudos to them. That's a great idea.
What about Dan? You got a couple of burger spots you like?
Yeah, see, and this is good for me because I don't get to spend as much time kind of hanging and dining in the city as I would have liked. But, I mean, I've heard Au Cheval and Umami Burger both come highly recommended just in kind of the, you know, publications
sure.
and stuff. But I will also second Kuma's Corner, and I got to give a shout-out. And it's kind of like a lame – it seems like a lame tourist answer, but once you get that burger in your hand, the grease – just dripping down.
Oh, yeah.
You ready? Right downstairs, Billy Goat Tavern.
Oh, that's a good call. It's a classic burger.
Yeah.
It just feels like journalism when you're down there.
It truly does. It's a legendary spot. And there's a certain handful of Trib guys that still frequent that spot. I think Rick Kogan and Rick Pearson are both, not to sell them out, but yeah.
Yeah, and I think, I think they have their names like on there too. I mean, to get your name at a burger restaurant, that is a pretty great deal. And that triple cheeseburger, phenomenal.
Got to go triple, yeah.
You're going to go back if you get anything less.
So Dan's coming in with the Billy Goat. That's a good call. Well, I got a few here. And like I said, it's like deep dish versus thin crust for me. So I've got the staples, the well-known spots, right? Mm-hmm. Like your Au Cheval, it's definitely on my list. It's delicious. We kind of covered that. Kuma's is amazing. And they have – what's great about Kuma's is like the changing burger of the month. And, you know, just the diversity of the menu, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. Up in my neighborhood, up in Lincoln Square, Ravenswood area, there's Bad Apple. Are you familiar?
I have heard great things about this spot. What makes this place so great?
It's right there in line with Kuma's. It's, you know, really hearty burgers. They got a variety of different ones. I want to say they have a different rotating burger each month, too. Their fries are great. You can get them Old Bay covered, which...
What is that?
You never had Old Bay? Oh,
Old
my God.
Bay covered
Dan,
french
fries? Are you familiar with Old Bay?
I'm not.
Oh, it's the best. So this is like... It's like a Maryland thing. That's how I know it. You get the Maryland steamed crabs,
okay.
And they just are doused in Old Bay seasoning. It's seasoning for seafood and you know, whatever else, but on fries, it's delicious.
Is it like salty?
Yeah, it's salty. I mean, definitely it's a salt-based seasoning, yeah.
That sounds really good.
A little pro tip, put it on your ear of corn. Ugh, next level.
So, okay, what else we got down the line?
So those are my big staples. Mm-hmm. And now I've got some sleepers, right? Not as often talked about.
Not as great burgers as the main ones.
Not that they're not as great. They just don't get the publicity, in my opinion. So right down the street from us currently, Jordan's Steakhouse. Their pub burger at the bar, I think it's like $12 or something. It's actually really, really solid.
Yeah.
Super good.
And they have a big menu of burgers, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh,
Michael Jordan's is great. Yes. I haven't been there in a really long time, though. And you know who frequents that place is WGN radio host Dave Plyer. He likes to hit up Michael Jordan.
Does he? So he could probably speak to this. About their burger is very, like, I was honestly shocked when I had their burger. It's solid. Mm-hmm. Owen and Engine. Are you guys familiar with Owen and Engine?
This is another place that is like the folklore outdoes its taste. Because I haven't been there, but I've heard great things.
So this is over on Western and, like, Western and Logan, kind of by the Regal 14th cinema over there, mm-hmm. right across the street also. And also right next to it is Fat Willie's Rib Shack, I want to say. Something like that. But anyway, it's a little, like, English-type pub.
Mm-hmm.
Really good English food, but they do a burger, and they mix it with, I think it's two different types of meat, and then they have caramelized onions on top, and you can get a fried egg, you can get bacon. It's so good.
The fried egg and bacon combo that they've started putting on burgers, I know for the last, like, probably 6, 7, 10 years, is the greatest combo to put on a burger. Just the thought of a fried egg, I mean, you were so full by the end of that burger.
It's an experience. It's an experience. Again, up in my neighborhood, up in Lincoln Square, there's a little spot called Gather.
Mm-hmm.
Their burger is excellent. I had it at, I think it's called Square Roots Festival. It's the festival, the street fest up in Lincoln Square.
Yeah.
And I had, the first time I had it was at a little street vendor doing the thing for them. And
flipping burgers on the street.
Which I love.
Yeah.
That's so Chicago summer to me, you know? So I had the burger there, and I loved it. Longman and Eagle over in Logan as well. They're... Obviously, I love burgers. I got like a list of 10 different spots.
Yeah, the Longman and Eagle. Now, that's a big whiskey bar, too.
Yeah,
right?
Well, and their food is amazing there. But what's great about them is their burger. Well, their kitchen's open until like 2 a.m. So if you're out having a late night and you want a quick bite,
mm-hmm.
go get the burger there. It's pretty great. And then another late night spot, and this is totally different than the rest. This is not like a sit down place. This is a quick, you go up to the counter order. Red Hot Ranch on Ashland. Are you familiar?
Never. I've never heard of this spot.
Ugh.
Have you, Dan?
Mm-mm, no.
Hot Ranch.
So this is as close to In-N-Out Burger you're going to get in Chicago. It's like I said, the fries are cut fresh right there. You go up to the counter, you order, you wait maybe 5 minutes, you got your hot, fresh burger, you got your fries all wrapped together. Ugh, amazing. So if I'm going to pick three, if we were doing like a top three, I'm going Au Cheval.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is actually really hard.
You listed a lot of good options.
I'm definitely doing that Red Hot Ranch. That's on my number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh man, I'm torn between Owen and Engine and Kuma's, honestly.
This is a big moment for you, Kevin.
I'm leaving it at that. My top three is actually four.
I see. Okay.
So, well, you can reach us at 312-981-7200. We'd love to get your take on all this. We actually have a call right now.
Yeah, do we? Do you want to take the call?
Yeah, let's get Steve here. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Steve, what's
going on? I used to live in Edgewater,
mm-hmm.
and on Broadway, right before Thorndale, there's a place called Moody's Pub.
I've heard of it.
And they have wonderful burgers. You select your own toppings. They got a great beer garden for the summer. And then inside, they got a ceramic fireplace. I mean, it's just a wonderful place.
Oh, that sounds great. So what's your, like, go-to burger there, Steve?
I always get the jalapeno onion with just American cheese.
See, simple.
That's a good burger.
But good. Yeah, see,
that's
and
a good burger.
So, Steve, what makes it the best in the city? Like, what's the main draw selling to?
They're just wonderful because I like the grease dripping down my arm.
Yes,
I love that.
And they butter the bun,
mm-hmm.
and they're half pound.
That's what I'm talking about. A half pound burger that is the grease dripping down your arm. I love that that description.
Yeah,
it just makes me think of summer and just tasty food. Steve, thanks so much for the call, man. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling Sound Sessions.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Well, let's do this. We got a bunch of texts on the matter. Why don't we take a quick break and we'll come back and wrap up more Burger Talk. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
All right, cool. You listen to Sound Sessions here on WGN. Welcome back to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We're talking great Chicago burgers, and May is National Burger Month, so we are celebrating. We're embracing this holiday
mm-hmm.
wholeheartedly, arms wide open.
Mm-hmm.
Greasy arms wide open.
Yes, from caller Steve.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we've got a bunch of texts on the matter here. So Abby, she is seconding our thoughts on Au Cheval.
Thank you, Abby. You're a smart woman.
She also says Boppin' Grill. B-O-P-N Grill.
Boppin' Grill. Now, where's that at?
I don't know. I have to look that up.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that one. Michael is also seconding Kuma's, and he suggests Edzo's in Evanston. Their poutine fries are next level, he's saying.
No, that sounds tasty. Now, it looks like the Bop and Grill is on North Sheridan Road here in Chicago and on Belmont. So it looks like there's two spots. It doesn't look like it's too pricey either, so maybe we should go and try that place out sometime soon.
Well, we got a text here from the 724. What do these burgers cost? Do I need to take out a loan? Well, let's get into that real quick here. So that's a great question, actually, because the burger is, I feel like it's the new sexy food, or it's become the sexy food.
It's trending right now, as the kids would say.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, well, I can speak to, like, Au Cheval. It can get up there. I mean, you're going to spend under $20, which I know sounds like a lot for a burger, and it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But if you add the bacon and you add the egg on it and all that, which you should.
Yeah.
It's probably going to be, what, $14-$15?
Yeah, it's about $14-$15, and I think that's about the same price as Umami.
Yeah, I think once you hit these, like, big-time burger chains, or not chains, but burger establishments like your Au Cheval, your Kuma's, your Bad Apple, that's probably your standard, right? $14-$15 or so.
Yeah, I feel like they do that for a reason, too, so it's like it feels like you're getting a luxury burger when it's all just comes down to it. As in contrast to what we've got here at the Billy Goat, I mean, there's a lot of different things that go into the best burger, like its taste, what the experience is like,
right,
and, of course, price. I mean, get this, $14 at Umami for the triple cheeseburger at Billy Goat, which is three patties. $7.
Yeah, you can't. Well, that's the same concept with Red Hot Ranch. You'll go in there and you get. I think I normally go with the double because three is just too much for me.
Yeah.
But I think I spend maybe $8 there. You get your fries, your drink, everything, and you're there for 10, 15 minutes.
See, that means a lot. I mean, especially when you're trying to save money.
I didn't mention this. Red Hot Ranch on Ashland is open till like 4 a.m., I want to say.
Oh, see, and there we go again.
And those fries, so good.
What are they called again? Blue cheese fries or something?
No, that's actually further down here. Let's get more into these. From the 815, Burgers and Beer in Kankakee, voted top 10 in Illinois. I don't know if that's just like a suggestion, like, hey, have some burgers and beer in Kankakee, or is that the name of the place?
Kankakee's a great place for burgers and beers. Who would have thought about it?
It's top 10 in Illinois to come just have burgers and beer.
I think their water tower is actually just a big burger on top of like a big stem.
Also,
I'll go there.
Well, we got a text that's not... He's kind of mean. I'm assuming it's a he. From the 773, hey, millennial.
Mm-hmm.
Nice way to start a text.
Yeah. I think we're on the cusp of it. I don't think we're millennials
anymore.
Yeah,
we're not, you know. But he says, he or she says, $10 for 40 bananas is a ripoff. 30 cents a pound, 20 pound, $6. Do the math. Okay, whatever.
These are lies. These are lies. I want him to call right now.
Yeah,
but
these bananas were hand-delivered to you.
They were hand-delivered to my door. And I'm holding up one now for all of our listeners who are streaming us on the live stream right now. I know my mom.
Banana
is. Hi, Mom. Look at the size of this banana. This is a big banana. Oh, you know what? This is all straight out of context. I'm setting myself up for that. But seriously, look at the size of this banana and tell me it's not the most, like, juicy, greatest banana you've ever seen.
It's a large banana.
That's okay.
Anyway, from the 815, animal style In-N-Out burger. Yeah, I had to look that up. Do you know off the top of your head what the animal style at In-N-Out is?
You know, this is something my brother Adam gets all the time when he goes to In-N-Out. I think that, Dan, do you have an idea of what the animal style at In-N-Out is? It's a famous kind of order you can get at that place.
Yeah, there's some sauce combination that they put on there. I think it's like, I don't want to speculate, but it's some combo of like ketchup and Thousand Island and mayo, something like that.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I'm looking at it here. This is from from hackthemenu.com. The In-N-Out Animal Style Burger is one of In-N-Out Burger's most popular secret menu items. So what is it? Let's see. The secret is pickles, extra spread, grilled onions, and mustard fried burger patties.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really seeing too much, so it just looks like a really messy, delicious burger.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like it's got that Thousand Island sauce on there. I feel like that's the staple for In-N-Out, right?
Yeah. You know what's really interesting? So I lived in Utah for a short time, and they have this thing called fry sauce, which is the ketchup mixed with the Thousand Island. That's a really big thing out west.
Do you remember Good Burger?
The movie? You're talking the Kenan and Kel's Good Burger?
Yes.
Of course, I remember Good
I remember
Burger.
They had the secret sauce, too, but I'm pretty sure it was just ketchup and mustard mixed together. Sorry to spoil that for you.
That was the secret ingredient?
I think so.
Oh, they've lied to me for so many years. Let's go look at some of more of these text messages from the 708. I like this one. They say that there is a place called the Wiener Circle, and they have the Nick D burger named the 2017
no
burger.
No kidding. I know Wiener Circle.
I didn't know they had burgers.
Honestly, I was just going to say, I had no idea. And they have a Nick D burger, no less. That's pretty cool.
Man.
And from the 773 earlier, like you had touched on, mm-hmm. and seconding our call from Steve, I believe, Moody's Pub in Edgewater, the blue cheeseburger, it's beyond. So that sounds pretty great.
That does sound great. You know, actually, we do have a call. I knew that this would enlighten some conversation here. And if you want to join the conversation, you can call or text anytime here at WGN, 312-981-7200, 7200. Let's go to Stacy. She's seconding the Bop and Grill. Is this place really as good as they make it sound?
Well, you know what's not to interject. You just read my text, too, about the Moody's Pub. It is beyond the blue cheese burger.
All right, we got to check that out.
Yeah, it's right on Broadway in the heart of Edgebrook now, or Edgewater. Now, if you just go a little bit north on Sheridan, right in the heart of Loyola, is the First Bop and Grill. They have a kimchi burger with your egg on it and everything. I mean, it is amazing, and they have kimchi fries, which are
is this,
amazing.
So, is this like a place? Is Bop and Grill kind of like a Korean-inspired place?
Yes, it is. And you know what? That's the first one. And then they opened the other one up on Belmont. And this place was featured on that Food Network show.
Diners, Drive-Ins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did the stint a few summers ago on that. Excuse me. And ever since then, it's just like crazy. But you can create your own burger, but they have a whole like Asian-inspired burger. You can get bowls. You know, with kimchi and the slice, the bop, you know, bibimbap.
I love that.
What's bibimbap?
They come out.
You can sit outside. It's right in the heart of Loyola.
That sounds
so
great.
You got, yeah.
Well, thanks, Stacy. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Great show, guys.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thanks, Stacy. Thanks for listening
well,
to the sound
sessions. I can speak to the bibimbap I always thought it was bibimbap or something like that. I don't know, but it's a Korean like hot bowl, and it comes out still sizzling, and it's got like your rice and your meat and your sauces and like an egg on it, and you mix it all together, and it's just heavenly. It's great.
Really?
Yeah. But I will say I'm not.
You add that to a burger?
No, that'd be too much. But I think that's what like they use that for inspiration. I'm not a big kimchi guy.
Not a big kimchi guy?
Are you? You like the kimchi?
You know, I if I was ordering one for my Peapod daily selection, I would not put kimchi on the on the list. But I'm up to new things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like it on certain things, but in general, yeah, I'm not big on the kimchi. It's just, I think it's like fermented cabbage, which just sounds gross to me.
Oh, say no more. what do we got another text?
Yeah, we got from the 724, Culver's is a decent price. So here's my thing with Culver's. Yeah, it's a decent price.
Mm-hmm.
It tastes good, the butter burger and all that.
Oh, the butter burger is phenomenal.
But every time I eat it, I feel like I've been shot with like a tranquilizer dart and I want to sleep for a year. I don't know what it is.
It's probably all the butter.
I'm sure, yeah, but it just takes me out of commission every time.
Jeez. Well, you know what? To wrap up this segment, we only got about a minute or two left. I wanted to just do a quick roundtable. I think that we can aptly say that the listener burger for tonight, from all of our calls and texts, I've averaged it out. Kevin's done some math. We had a few calculators pulled out here.
Yeah.
Two top burgers from our listeners tonight, the Boppin' Grill.
Yeah,
and popular. Moody's.
I swear, Moody's I've heard of. I need to go check it out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here we go from the 847, actually. We'll get this last one in, then we'll throw it to news. Mm-hmm. While I agree Au Cheval is hands down the best burger in the world, my second choice is Rootstock Wine and Beer Bar in Humboldt Park. They have an amazing burger. I've not even heard of that. That's a great tip.
Man, very
also,
tasty.
I know this is in Michigan, but it's still Chicagoland to me.
Yes.
I have not had it yet, but I know people rave about Redimax. Has anybody here had Redimax?
Yeah, that's a good one, actually.
Is it? Okay.
I'll vouch for Redimax for sure.
But they're hours, because I've been in Michigan, like in the New Buffalo area, in like February, and it's not open.
Yeah, so yeah, they're like late spring, summer, and early fall only, I think.
So
man.
Frustrating.
Now
one of these days, I'll get there.
All these spots. I wrote down all these places to go to, and I'm getting really hungry. Okay, one time before around the round table, favorite burger in Chicago. If you're going to go get a burger right now after the show, what are you going to go to?
Right now? Depending on how hungry I am, if I want to eat right now, I'd go to Red Hot Ranch. But if I'm okay waiting a bit, I'm going to Au Cheval.
Okay. Dan.
Goat.
The Billy goat.
I love it.
It's quick,
Michael?
Easy. I'm going Au Cheval, too. I love that burger.
There you have it.
I think we can leave off on that. That was a good segment. Thanks for all of our listener calls and everything like that. Keep the conversation going with us. Call us 312-981-7200.